Music featuring Under the Sun Band, LC Branch, Dave Sherrup, and Luke Deuce. Food and craft vendors, a timed 5K and fun run, kids games, train rides, dance groups, and a special appearance by Cherokee Indians celebrating Princess Issaquena. All the festivities are free. Runs 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Visit 6 Mile Issaquena Festival. Facebook for details.
Hey, Tiger fans. Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Hey, I'm Ariana. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Southwest Salad is when I take a bite, it's like, wow. I'm getting a punch from the roasted corn. I'm getting a kick from the spicy chicken. It's just great.
Hi, this is Tori. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Cobb Salad is the avocado lime dressing. It adds to the chicken, the bacon, and the roasted corn. It takes the salad to a whole nother level.
Order a salad for delivery on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. It's nice to see you there.
Yeah. I'm like running a little bit behind today.
A little bit, but you made it.
Yeah.
No, you made it.
I sort of made it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk some college football quarterbacks in the upcoming season a little later today. I know that there's been a lot of conversation about NIL and it's impossible to avoid the conversation because, quite honestly, it trumps everything else. Like, we can talk about all the quarterbacks we want, but if the game is damaged or the quarterbacks are all going to be moving around, none of it really matters. So the dilemma is, do any of us really know what we're talking about? And the answer to that, in a real sense, is no. And the reason the answer is no is because who's going to do any of these things? You know, we can all talk about all the things we want, but how are they going to be fixed? How? I have three or four thoughts on this thing today. I'm not going to try and fix it. That's been done, and I think a lot of good answers. I didn't get to hear a lot of it. I was engaged medically, but I heard some of Ben and Kwok on my way in, and I thought they both made a lot of solid suggestions. My dilemma is, okay, how? You know, let's say we agree with all those. How do we enforce them? And the answer is, we can't. That's the answer. You know, the first thing is this. I have three or maybe four points. Remind me, Ramon, about Nick Saban. I want to get to Nick Saban in a little bit as a part of this discussion. And I'm not going to talk about this all day. I'm going to talk some quarterbacks later today. We're going to get to more draft grades as well. People still are asking me for draft grades. We'll get to all that. By the way, Ramon, I see we've reached the portion of the proceedings where temperature is going to become an issue again.
It's running. I've already got it on. Yeah, you just have to be a little patient.
Well, I guess, yeah, these vents open. That's the next thing. I'll have to check that.
I'm too short to help you with that.
I'll have to check that during the break. Again, I've heard a lot of good suggestions. I've heard it discussed about, you know, whether the fans will like this, whether, you know, I think Brad and John spoke a little earlier today about whether you'll be able to know your own teams. You know, the dilemma that used to be a problem in Major League Baseball, maybe still is to an extent, but that issue and how fans are going to be disenchanted because they're not going to know their own teams, et cetera, et cetera. There's a dilemma with that conversation. You know what the dilemma is, Ramona?
No. What is it?
No one gives a rat's a whether you like it or not. Okay? We need to understand where we are, the reality of this situation. And the truth is, that's really a non-point. And the reason it's a non-point is because no one cares what you think. They don't care. They don't give a rat's behind about you and me. This isn't about us. It never has been. That's a mistake we've all made for a million years in playoff conversation, other conversations. What I mean by that is way back when, over 20 years ago, when I was talking to Roy Kramer in a series of interviews about the prospects of a college football playoff, Roy Kramer, the then SEC commissioner and quite arguably the most powerful guy in the history of the sport, Roy Kramer, when I questioned him about fan polls, about playoffs at the time, Roy Kramer said to me, quote, "The fans don't matter." That's a quote. Maybe no quote has ever lived with me as long as that quote has. Because found in those few words were an absolute truth that is still true today. We make the mistake of thinking our view matters. If our view mattered, none of this would ever have been done. Roy Kramer told the truth over 20 years ago when he said, "The fans don't matter." So it does not matter what you think or what I think or anybody else. They don't care what we think. They're not concerned with our views on the roster of our favorite team. They have never been concerned about such trivialities. Those things don't interest the people responsible for this. Especially now, it's more true than ever. Because who are the people responsible for this? We all want to say the NCAA, this isn't the NCAA. That's the first thing we need to clear up. Who's in charge? This isn't the NCAA. Oh, yeah, they've had a mealy-mouthed, spineless jellyfish, that's a redundancy, I guess, weasel of a president and Mark Emmer. There's been a complete vacuum of leadership, and this has all happened on his watch. That's what you get when you hire a guy like Mark Emmer. I don't know what you expected. You should have read the USA expose 10 years ago on Mark Emmer, or 15 years ago, whenever that was. You can find that. Go read it. It makes for really interesting reading. You want to find out what the alleged truth about the president of the NCAA was, and he's stepping down, but, you know, eventually. But the truth of the matter is, this is not an NCAA initiative. So when we talk about changing it, how do we do that? It's not like the NCAA can wake up tomorrow and start instituting new rules, say, well, this isn't working. They don't have any control over this at all. They didn't choose this. They sat there and did nothing for years, and then this was forced upon them. The state of California chose this for them. The NCAA had a vote, and they had voted that, yeah, they're going to have to take care of NIL. They meant eventually. And then the state of California came out and said, nah, eventually is now, because we are going to allow our athletes to be paid immediately. And remember, the NCAA sent them a cease and desist letter. The NCAA sent them a letter and said, hey, you do that, and we might make it so that you're not eligible anymore. And then 10 more states jumped in. The NCAA, you know, turned their tail and ran back into their hole. You know, just like they did when North Carolina challenged them about their role in academics. And the NCAA said, hey, we have a role. And North Carolina, and the NCAA said, don't cross this line. And North Carolina immediately jumped over the line and said, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now, tough guy? And the NCAA turned tail and they ran back into their, you know, hole. Because that's what they've done. That's what they've done. In a vacuum of leadership, anything can happen. And what's happened here is a situation that is totally out of the realm of control of the NCAA. Even if you had quality NCAA leadership, this is not in their hands anymore. It's not their decision anymore. This has nothing to do with them. They can't do anything about this. They can't wake up today and say, hey, you know what? This isn't working. We're going to do this. Because they didn't choose this. This was chosen for them. So this is my first question on this whole issue, all right? And I did a little reading on this last night. I saved some of the things. I haven't even had a chance to open them up yet. But I'm going to give you my summary of it, all right? The first thing is, what is the NCAA exactly? Because I think until we know the answers to these questions, there's no solving any of this. To me, I mean, what are they? Are they a business? Because if they're a business, then don't they have sovereign rights as a business? Can't they tell the government, if they're a business, to stay the hell out of our business? Or are they a charity? Are they a nonprofit? This has been argued forever. Government officials have periodically called upon the NCAA to say, why should you maintain your status as a 501c3? 501c3 meaning NCAA nonprofit. The NCAA has always positioned themselves as a nonprofit in saying that they serve the athletes' best intentions, that their whole operation is to serve the NCAA's best intentions. The athlete's best intentions. One dilemma is they allegedly make $1 billion a year. However, in studying up on this issue a little last night, I have read a paper from a professor at the Penn State University, and the paper outlined why the arguments against the NCAA status as a nonprofit are so feeble in nature, why they're incongruent, and why they don't hold water. And I think that's why the NCAA has never been pushed off this 501c3 deal. Because if they are a nonprofit, they derive significant benefit, at least in theory, at least in the way it used to be. I think the question now is, this is a dilemma, because there have been some government officials who have for years have tried to take the NCAA down in terms of the NCAA status as a nonprofit. This has been used to threaten the NCAA that your status as a nonprofit might be in jeopardy if you don't do as we say. It has been suggested in the last few years that the NCAA develop a business arm. In other words, an LLC or C corporation. And that they could then function in both capacities. I wonder if that's where this is headed. In other words, if the NCAA does in fact save their nonprofit status and at the same time develop a for-profit arm under an LLC, could you then tell the government to screw off? If you can't now, this is my first question about all this, is the NCAA in any position under any structure to be able to tell the government to screw off? To be able to tell the government to stay out of our business. You have no say in what we do. I think that's the first line of defense. I think the first line of defense is, what are we, and do we have any ground to stand on to tell the government to stay out of our business? As a private citizen, if you're running a business, you can basically tell the government to mind their own business to a degree. But what are you? Are you still a nonprofit? Are you still serving the best interests of the athletes? If you are, and if no one can prove otherwise, then I don't understand how they can tell you what to do. Quick break. Walt Tip to the Road Rage.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson with a question for you. If you haven't tried our delicious made-from-scratch pound cakes, what are you waiting for? We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area. If you have come by, we thank you for your support. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com, and be looking for our next location in Greenville this spring. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Thursday nights are special in downtown Seneca. People around the county talk about it. They look forward to it every week. People from other states come here. I'm talking about Jazz on the Alley. It's an atmosphere like no other. So after work on Thursday night, 7 till 9, why don't you join about 1,000 of your closest friends on Ramcat Alley in Townsville Street for a night of jazz. Great music, great food, and you. What a great combination. Make your plans now and come on every Thursday. You'll want to get here early because tables and chairs go quickly. Might want to bring your own chair. Why don't you check out a few sounds of jazz every Thursday night?
I feel good. And I'm gonna be high. It's
grab all your friends every Thursday night. People are talking about this event all over the state. You'll want to be a part of it. Thursday night, 7 till 9, Ramcat Alley in Campbell Street. It's Jazz on the Alley.
Chances are your mom has had enough flowers and breakfasts in bed for Mother's Day. Trust me, she'd rather sleep in. Get mom a gift she'll cherish forever from Diamonds and Gold Direct. They offer quality jewelry at affordable prices with a vast selection to choose from. Not sure what to buy? The Diamonds and Direct staff will help you select the perfect gift mom deserves. Voted Anderson's best jewelry store 8 years in a row in Anderson across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa year after year. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers four-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a five-year warranty, Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Join Out of Bounds with Kwok and Ben live at Buff City Soap Clemson in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center on Friday, May 6th from noon to 3 p.m. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and last-minute gifts for Mother's Day, graduation, or teacher appreciation. Pick up a grab-and-go gift or pick your own items and get free gift wrapping. Friday, May 6th from noon till 3 with Out of Bounds live at Buff City Soap Clemson in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center. We'll see you there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You shine like a star. You know who you are. You're everything beautiful. Just hot, hot like the sun. The loneliest one. So everything beautiful.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. A couple things before we... And again, we're going to talk college football quarterbacks today. But I want to touch on a couple more things on this before I move away from it. One is that, again, it's my belief that we are all spinning in the wind, because I don't think there's a single thing that can be done about this without government involvement, because you didn't do this. You did not choose to do this. This was compulsory. It was forced upon you by the government. Therefore, it's not like you can say, oh, screw off government, unless you can. So I think that's the first thing. I think the NCAA needs to decide who and what they are, and can the government tell them what to do or not? If the answer is that they can't, then stand up for your rights and tell them to screw off and just end the whole thing. It doesn't work. None of it works. It's a joke. It's pro sports without any boundaries or controls. You want free player movement? You have it. Guy go from one place to another because they're going to pay him more. I've already suggested one possible answer to that, but, and I don't think there should be any end to it. I don't think it should be just 1 year. No, you transfer, fine. You get one or the other. You don't get any NIL money, period. Not today, not a year from now, never. Never. But again, it doesn't matter what I say. Unless you can go back in front of the government and tell them to stay out of your business. This doesn't work. We're taking over from here and doing our way. Worry about what's going on in your own states. That's the first thing. They have threatened the NCAA's status as a 501c3 for a million years. They've never been able to do anything about it because it appears they can't. They being the government. So if that's the case, then why can they tell you what to do? If you can't win any of those battles, then you can't change any of this. That's the reality of it. If you cannot tell the government to mind their own business, then you can't change any of this. Because you didn't do this. They did. So that's one of the first things. The second thing is understand as individuals, we, the fans, do not matter. Oh, now, in theory, could you boycott your way out of all this? Maybe. But tell me the last successful boycott that's been successful. That's just internet talk. That's not reality. And you're never going to convince the whole nation that they actually don't matter, but they don't. The NCAA and the hierarchy of the NCAA, they view you as irrelevant. Always have. So that's the other part of it. And then I think there are three elements to this right now. What the NCAA is from a tax exempt or business model, the congressional policy that forced all this on you to begin with, and then the element that we, the fans, don't matter. And when you come to understand all those things, you realize there's nothing that can be done until that status is challenged. You can't do anything about this. You can't change it. You're just going to have to like it. You can't institute any change because you didn't do this on your own. Then there's this, Ramona. Here. This is an article from Ryan Gatos of Fox News. It's entitled, Fox Sports, Jordan Addison Transfer Portal Rumors, USC Link Prompts Call from Pat Narduzzi to Lincoln Riley, : Report. And what I want to point out in this article is Nick Saban's comments. And I want you to listen closely to what Nick Saban said. He's quoted twice in this article, all right? Remember, way back when the NCAA learned that there was nothing they could do and they held up their hands, they said, okay, we're out. Do whatever you want. Just don't use name, image, and likeness as a recruiting tool, right? That's what they said. And then Nick Saban came out and said, you know, what he did about Bryce Young, didn't mention him by name, say, we have a quarterback who's already $1 million. That's what happens. That's the Alabama brand at work. You know, in other words, Saban came out and immediately used it as a recruiting tool. He did the one thing the NCAA said they couldn't do, okay? Nick Saban does not like this, okay? He does not favor this. He thinks it's damaging to the world of collegiate football. But remember, as the most disingenuous man in the world, he can never totally travel down one road. He always has to, you know, keep a spare vehicle on another road in the event he needs to travel down that road to make his opinions balanced or work. Nick Saban, again, this is an article. This is an article about the negative elements of NIL. Nick Saban, about the negative elements of NIL, said, quote, "The concept," I want you to pay close attention to this, Ramona. "The concept of name, image, and likeness was for players to be able to use their name, image, and likeness to create opportunities for themselves. That's what it was," Saban said. That's in theory. He goes on. "So last year on our team, our guys probably made as much or more than anybody in the country." Is he not still using that as a recruiting tool?
Of course he is.
I mean, when he says, so
he's
last
relating year, his own team right. to what's going on.
When he says, so last year on our team, our guys probably made as much or more than anybody in the country. That is Nick Saban publicly still using it as a recruiting tool. He's giving you a little bit of both. He's saying that the concept of name, image, and likeness was for players to be able to use their name, image, and likeness to create opportunities for themselves. Remember this, okay? One of the other elements of this right from the beginning was that boosters could be involved. The booster involvement was always a no-no. But boosters can be involved in this deal. And that's the dilemma. That's the other part of the dilemma, is that this is not legitimate use of name, image, and likeness. That's not what's going on here. Players are being bought and sold for the purpose of winning and losing football games. That's what's going on here. This has nothing to do with name, image, and likeness. Name, image, and likeness is gone. This is the unmitigated, unadulterated, complete and total abuse of the concept of name, image, and likeness. I don't know how you fix any of this. Saban then added, but that creates, NIL deals have been intertwined with recruiting with the college transfer portal hotter than ever. Saban then, but that creates a situation where you can basically buy players, Saban added. You can do it in recruiting. That's what he's done from the beginning. I mean, if that's what we want college football to be, I don't know. And you can also get players to get in the transfer portal to see if they can get more someplace else than they get at your place. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. No kidding. Total freedom of movement for 18 to 22-year-olds. And a bidding war on such players and such athletes. And again, how will you ever handle this within the framework of your own organization? Miami recruits a basketball player. Suddenly, one of the stars of their teams, Isaiah Wong, says, oh, I'm not getting enough. And how long will it be before Tyler Van Dyke, who's only making 40 grand a year or whatever he's making, who's the star of the football team, more important than the basketball team, how long will it be before Tyler Van Dyke says, oh, no. No, what do you mean? Okay, so you paid Isaiah Wong, and now you're giving Isaiah Wong $402,000. What am I worth if Isaiah Wong's worth $402,000? When's that end? Exactly. How? How? What you have in the world of college athletics right now is an unmitigated disaster with no rules or enforcement in place to police any of it. This is what happens when you don't have police. You know, every time those people, anywhere people ask Ramona for, let's shut down the police. Let's defund the police.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Everywhere they tried it, in like 24 hours, all hell broke loose. Everywhere they tried
The purge.
Right, Right. Everywhere they tried defunding the police and eliminating the police, in like 24 hours, they were begging for police. They were importing them from other areas to try and bring them to their towns to try and control the chaos that ensued immediately. Well, what you're advocating here, if you're advocating for this, is you're advocating a total lawlessness where 18 to 22-year-olds can do anything they want. Anything they want. And are. And there's just no way any reasonable person. The only people who can possibly be advocating for this right now are those benefiting from it. Because no one with any common sense is going to advocate for this. It doesn't matter what you believe. So like me, you're an advocate for free market and all that stuff. These things are true. I could also see that this is ridiculous. And the only people right now in my mind who would not view this as ridiculous are people who are directly benefiting from it. Because if you are directly benefiting from this, there's no way. There's no way you can look at what's going on and say, oh, this is good. Oh, this is working just as we planned. I mean, because it's not. It's a total blanking disaster is what it is. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap helped Ramona. They've basically helped everybody here at the station. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, online at gilstraproofing.com. Fundamentally, I want to know what the NCA is. I want to know what they are around. Are they a nonprofit that can still be controlled by governmental threats about their status as a nonprofit? Are they something more than that? Can they be something more than that? Is there any way that they can tell the government to mind their own business and not let the government dictate to you? Not let the government dictate your policy? Because this just...
It doesn't matter now. I mean, you can't go back.
Oh, you can't go back.
Take money away from everybody.
Well, you can go back to the government. I mean, I think this is the first thing. It's what is the NCA? Can they argue in front of lawmakers that this is not under your umbrella? Can they try a different approach, or are they just going to continue to be dictated to? And maybe their status needs to change. Maybe they need to be both a 501c3 and an LLC. Maybe they have to have a for-profit arm. I'm not sure. All I know is that this was compulsory. Remember, when they left those meetings, what they said was, because the NCAA's final approach was looking for a bailout. When they left those meetings, Congress told them, go run this for two or three years. If it's not working, come back and see us. Okay, it's not working. It's time to go back and see them already, but you're going to need to go back and see them armed to the max, not functioning as a bunch of incompetent buffoons as you did the first go around. Quick break.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Bosch is hosting a direct hire event at 1100 Scottsbridge Road in Anderson on Wednesday, May 4th from 9 to 2. Direct hire maintenance technicians on multiple shifts. Starting pay is $27.02 an hour with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Benefits start day one. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com.
The Roar is hiring. We're looking for a talented multi-platform sales specialist to join our dynamic and forward-thinking sales team. Your primary responsibilities in this position include new business development, client relationship management, ability to communicate the combination of our cutting-edge digital assets with our unique on-air product, along with monthly client reporting. Bachelor's degree and previous digital or broadcast sales experience is preferred. Apply at theroarfm.com/careers today.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
For Mother's Day, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa year after year. Their staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages, the Modern Mama or Ladies Day In packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Mother's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Absolute Road Rage. We are back. You wanted in 654-7627. We actually just lost a couple people during that break. Dave, you're up first. You want to get back in? You can. The Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets last night, Ramona. They did. The Atlanta Braves. No. The Atlanta Braves.
No, the Braves beat actually, the Mets, and they were like winning all those series.
It's my Atlanta Braves beat my New York Mets. Nice selecting both from a playoff standpoint.
I know you did.
I really can't lose in that deal, but wow. But obviously, let's go Mets. Knock the Mets down like that. Well, they haven't done anything. They won one game, so relax yourself. Well. They're already losing. They're already losing the first half today.
Yeah, okay.
So, hey, the Braves have won, I believe the Braves have won two series on the year. The Mets have played seven series and won them all.
I know that. So, but maybe the Braves are just have
maybe,
the Mets.
But number. The Braves are already losing 2-0 the first inning today. Wow. So we'll see. Charlie Morton getting knocked around a little bit in inning number one. Tester 901 says, why does Charlie Morton suck so bad this year? The Braves need him. The Braves need to take him back out of the starting lineup and just let him come in later. He sucks. You know, it's early. It's early. You know, Charlie's a guy who usually gives you a ton of innings and, you know, an ERA around 3, and that's really what you need him to do. We'll find out what happens. We'll find out what happens today. On this other issue, before we get to quarterbacks, these are some of the texts I'm getting. Tester 843 says, that's what I never understood. Why couldn't the NCAA just say, screw off? If you want to participate in our league, follow our rules. If you don't like it, then there's the door. Nobody's forcing you to play college football. Again, that's what they initially did say to California. That was their response to California initially. And then 10 other states joined in. And then, like they've done on virtually every meaningful issue, the NCAA backed right down to the federal government. They totally acquiesced, caved in. Said, thank you, Libby, have another. Ted said, it's just one big bidding order. Orange Bill says, exactly, 1,000% correct. It opens up the floodgates for boosters to be involved in illegal recruiting. Right, right. You've essentially legalized what was never legal. This is not name, image, and likeness. This is just flat-out purchase of players to win football games. There's nothing name, image, and likeness about this anymore. I'm not saying that there aren't legitimate companies legitimately paying players for name, image, and likeness. I'm saying that the abuse element of it has come to the front and center, to the forefront. And I don't know how you're reining any of it in because I don't think you control any of it anymore. So I think that's what the issue is. Texture 678 said it might be impossible to get 1,268 member schools to agree NIL is bad, so that's what it will essentially take. This is interesting. Unrelated. Texture said, well, I looked up who was the first to have Walker number one. It was Tony Wiggins on Jaguars flagship station in Jacksonville. He had inside info that Balky hated Harbaugh so much. When they were together in San Francisco, there was no way he was taking Hutchinson with that pick. You know, let me say one thing. And you may be 100% right. And honestly, most often when you get a story like this, it comes from somebody local. So you may be all over the sourcing of it. But let me just say one thing about what was said. If that's the reason that Balky didn't take Hutchinson, then Balky should be fired immediately. If a personal vendetta against Harbaugh would get in the way of your decision-making process so much so that you would make a decision that is not in line with your own scouting staff or any of the other scouting staffs.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, for sure.
Right, you ought to be immediately fired.
Man, that's terrible,
right.
In fact.
If that's true, Balky should be dismissed immediately. You know, this texture is 100% right, 723. This is 100% right. What did I say before the year? I said, the one thing I will say about the Mets is for the first time ever, we have a real manager. Do you remember me saying that?
Yeah.
Buck Showalter. That's an enormous difference the Mets have not had. Chester 723 says, Buck Showalter has been exactly what your Mets ordered. They're improved. Still got to knock the Braves off the mountaintop. Buck might be the guy to help do it. Braves always suck early. Well, they did last year, too. I mean, the Mets led like to the All-Star break, et cetera, last year, but it didn't last. So, you know, we'll see. They appear to be a better bunch this year. I believe that game is still 2-0. And even after the loss last night, the Mets are still 16-8. The Braves 11-13. Not yet 500. So The Mets still with a pretty substantial early lead, and we'll see what happens with this doubleheader today. I mean, one thing the Braves can't have happen here, the Braves cannot win the opener and still lose this series. They can, in other words, they can't win the opener and then go 0-3 in the next three and come out of this series with a bigger deficit to overcome. I mean, it's early, but the Mets are not this team from last year that was just the fighting Jacob deGroms and nothing else. They're more than that this year. That much is clear. Now, whether they, whether they eventually lose this division, whether the Braves rally to win, those things could well happen.
They could.
They could. Uh-huh. But the Mets are not just going to cave like they did a year ago because they're constructed better. This is just a better team. They spent a ton of money. They have better pitching around DeGrom, whether DeGrom is there or not, and they have a much more potent lineup. I mean, it's not even a subject.
I could just hear your hopes getting up there.
Well, hey, there's a reason for it. Listen, the Mets have really never hit. All right. Even when they were winning World Series, the Mets won two World Series. They didn't do it because they were the big red machine from a hitting standpoint or the 27 Yankees. No. They did it because of pitching and defense and in the last World Series they won, they had a pretty decent hitting team. They were basically the fighting New York Mets, with Strawberry and Hernandez and all those guys. But
Daryl Strawberry?
Yeah. Well, now why are you laughing at Daryl Strawberry? What's so funny about Daryl Strawberry?
I don't know. He just strikes me as funny.
Well, yeah, the Mets at that point had a lot of drug-related issues. a significant amount.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
Alleged.
Yes. He was one of them. Doc Gooden. The Mets had many, many drug-related issues back at that time, but they were actually good for a short period of time. And then they broke that team up. No supplier big enough to handle all those drugs. So that team had to be broken up. By the way, the Braves have scratched in the top of the second inning. So it's 2-1 Mets now. But the bottom line is this Mets team can hit. This Mets team can actually hit. Well, that reminds me of something else. I saw Francisco Lindor mic'd up the other day, and it was great. And what I'm wondering about is, I know that it's been a part of Sunday baseball. I'm wondering, we're always looking now for reasons to try and make baseball, or for opportunities to try and make baseball more popular with young people, right? To try and change the demographics, which to this point, nothing's been able to do. No, there's not been any way to accomplish that. The demographics haven't changed, but that's what we keep searching for. We keep searching for a way to alter the demographics to get more young people involved. I think that mic'd up thing might be the key.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
I do. Yeah, I mean, for example, when Lindor was mic'd up, it was really entertaining. It was nothing terrible. Now, you're gonna have to have guards in place to prevent that. But just straight out cussing, I don't know how you do that. But maybe a delay. So I don't know. But I know this. I know that it was interesting. It was interesting. It was lively. It was funny. Now, it depends who you mic up. If you mic up the most boring person on earth, well, then you're going to get more boring. But if you mic up somebody who has some personality, who actually talks during the games, like Francisco Lindor, I think it adds something. I think potentially it adds something that might attract more young people to the game. And especially if it becomes a regular thing, as it would need to. You can't do it, once a week. But if you started doing it regularly in every broadcast, then I think you might have something. Hey, let me tell you about Nick Lavey. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavey, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a workman's comp
claim on top of everything you're going through is overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI, if you've been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event that could disrupt your entire life. If you've been charged, it's vital to get the advice of a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Look, being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to head to court to answer the charges. You're going to need a knowledgeable representative. Call my guy, Nick Lavery. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough. It's time to take action as soon as possible to get the compensation you deserve. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Listen, how about real estate? May is Military Appreciation Month. As a small token of appreciation, Nick Lavery Law Office is offering 10% off closing costs for all vets and active duty military. Call them today, 864-654-3780.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Would you love to lower your existing auto loan rate by 1%? How about no payments for 90 days? It's never been easier with Founders Federal Credit Union. You can easily apply online at foundersfcu.com/auto or visit an office near you to speak with someone in person. Relax with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions may apply. Membership qualifications require. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is here and grass is growing. Be ready with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in the Carolinas. See our section of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of our Landscaper Supply stores. So shop our Wright mower selection this spring or get service on your current Wright mower. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment. Easley, Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. And imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit water.